Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We also got a big report here from Mike Florio, ProFootballTalk.com, and he's on the Harbor One hotline to expand Raiders and Josh McDaniels and Dave Ziegler, Curtis, a possible package that they're coming after. Morning, Mike. Thanks for coming on.
Hey, how are you guys today?
Great, Mike. Thank you.
Pretty good. What can you tell us about this report?
Well, you know, I don't always go out and turn rocks. I wait for people to sometimes reach out to me. Sometimes I'll hear something that intrigues me, and I start turning rocks to see if I can breathe any life into it. And I was just minding my own business working today, and somebody told me that the Raiders are going to make a run at Josh McDaniels. So I started poking around a little bit, and I got to a point where I was comfortable at least throwing it out there as a possibility, because two people plugged into two different aspects of the NFL's broader grapevine had heard it. And that doesn't mean it's going to happen, doesn't mean it's imminent, but at a time when we don't know what the hell the Raiders are going to do, and I don't think we ever know what the hell the Raiders are going to do, and many are surprised in the league that Josh McDaniels has gotten zero sniffs in this cycle, it really is astounding that he hasn't even gotten an interview. And I haven't seen his name pop up this week. As of last week, I had reported and confirmed that no one had sought permission to interview him. When you look at all the different names and faces and levels of experience that are getting interviews, it really is astounding. But here come the Raiders, and I won't be surprised if they make a run. And the biggest piece of circumstantial evidence is the Ziegler interest that first emerged before they even fired GM Mike Mayock, which is the ultimate Raiders thing to do when it comes to mishandling something like this. So Ziegler is the personnel guy. McDaniels would be in charge, ideally. And that's how it would unfold if the Raiders end up making this move.
Mike Florio joins us on the Harbor One Hotline. And less than 2 months away from the Playmakers coming out March 15th. You can pre-order now at Amazon.com, How the NFL Really Works. So greatly appreciate your time this morning, Mike.
And plenty of Patriots stuff in there, too. Plenty of Patriots stuff. Stuff that you guys, I guarantee, will be talking. And that this isn't hype. It's not bluster. I guarantee you there's stuff in that book that you guys will be talking about.
We read your stuff daily on the show. Looking forward to the book, Mike. And my question is, Jerod Mayo's had a couple interviews thus far. Last interviewed, I think, with the Broncos. How legitimate is his coaching candidacy this offseason?
I don't know that he's going to get one of the jobs, although who knows where any of the jobs are going to go to. It's amazing. We're 2 weeks in. Peter King had a great point yesterday on PFT Live. Before this year, of the 63 head coaching vacancies, 53 were filled within 2 weeks after the end of the regular season. Here we are, one day shy of 2 weeks after the end of the regular season, and we're 0-8. Now, there was some steam that the Texans were serious about Mayo because, you know, Brian Flores and Jerod Mayo were the two names that first came up. But there's this lingering belief that Nick Caserio still wants to be able to micromanage the head coach, and he's got a better shot micromanaging Mayo than Flores. Then here comes this notion that they want to hire Josh McCown. And by all appearances, it's real, to the point where I was told they're hoping another team would interview Josh McCown just to legitimize the idea of Josh McCown being a head coach despite having no coaching experience at the college or pro level of any kind.
Wow.
And lo and behold, it comes out yesterday that the Jaguars had a conversation with Josh McCown, not an interview, but a conversation. I don't know if that's enough to get the Texans to pull the trigger, and I don't know why they care, but I think they're sensitive to the idea of hiring somebody who has no coaching experience whatsoever to be the head coach. I mean, it's ludicrous when you think about it.
Hey, Mike, do others in the league look at the Jerod Mayo-Steve Belichick duo as dysfunctional, or is that normal in the NFL to share duties like that?
Well, no, it's not normal, but, you know, look at Minnesota before Mike Zimmer was fired. You had Andre Patterson and Adam Zimmer as the co-defensive coordinators. And, you know, this is, and I wrote about this, and, you know, I understand why it happens. I understand how it happens, and it's part of the NFL. But this dynamic of coaches hiring their kids complicates life for a lot of people, and it really puts the onus on the kids to bust their asses and prove themselves even more worthy than they would be if they weren't related by blood to the head coach. Because when you have a performance like the one you saw last Saturday night, historically bad defensively, historically great offensively, and people are pointing fingers at Steve Belichick, well, what's Bill going to do, fire him? And can Bill fire anybody else off of that staff if he doesn't fire his own kids? It really creates a mess if it doesn't work. And look, I still think Bill Belichick, all things considered, will be content to have his kids working with him. And there are reasons for it. It's a loyalty. You don't have to worry about getting stabbed in the back by one of your own kids. And you get to make up for lost time for all the years that you weren't at home when the kids were growing up. There's plenty of reasons why it's a positive. But it can be a negative if there needs to be real accountability. How do you begin to mete out real accountability on your staff if your kids are immune from it?
Mike, what is the national perception of the Patriots following that Bills game? Locally, heading into that game, it had been, you know, genuine joy and satisfaction at the very quick rebuild. People are very happy with Mac Jones, and making the playoffs 2 years after Brady seemed like a great accomplishment. Has that confidence been shared across the league, and was any of that shaken following the debacle a week ago?
I think the whole vibe is one of confusion and disappointment, because after the Week 13 Monday night win over the Bills, there was a sense of, oh no, they're back. Here we go. The Bills had 1 year as the kings of the division, and they've yielded it back to the Patriots, and it's going to be Patriots, Buccaneers in the Super Bowl. Here we go. Here it comes. And then it all started to go the other way. They had their bye week, and they were flat and uninspired against the Colts, and then they lost at home to the Bills. And I just think the end result, especially the way it happened, it's just kind of like, where is this team right now? And I sense some of that from Bill Belichick in his comments after the game and his day after press conference, where he's got to do some soul searching about what went wrong and when it went wrong and how it went wrong and how indicative of the entire season was the game on Saturday night. And I feel like, and it was against the Colts when Jonathan Taylor ran roughshod over them, and against the Bills the second time when they had no answers for Josh Allen. No matter how determined you are to do the classic trademark Bill Belichick take away what the opposing offense does best, you got to have the players to pull it off. And I think that's what he has to ask himself. He can come up with a plan for taking away what the opposing offense does best, but if you don't have the right players, if you don't have the players who are capable of implementing that plan, it's not going to work. And that may be where he's got to do some real analysis. And for everything they did last year to spend their way into contention, they may need to have some more moves that they make to allow their defense to be able to truly implement a plan that's aimed at taking away what opposing offenses do best. Because some of these superstar players, they just can't stop, even if they're trying to.
Another couple minutes here with Mike Florio on the Harbor One hotline here on WEI and Ken and Curtis. Back to McDaniels real quick, Mike. How do you think that works in Vegas if that's the guy? Is that a fit? And on the other side of it, who would the Patriots go after, do you think, to replace him here?
Yeah, I don't know who the Patriots would go after. I haven't thought about it that far ahead or even begun to talk to anyone about what the next step would be post-McDaniels. My guess is they have a plan, just because they've been dealing with the prospect of McDaniels leaving for, what, 5-6 years now? But, you know, with the Raiders, and this is one of the things that fascinates me about the NFL. You've got these multi-billion dollar football operations that run like clockwork, and high-end technology and analytics and all the best of everything. And these teams are owned and operated by monarchies. And 10 years ago, the Raiders fell into the lap of the court jester, frankly. All due respect. I mean, there's no guarantee that someone's kid is going to be able to properly run the team. What have we seen from Mark Davis other than stumbling bass-ackwards into Las Vegas when he was trying to move to Los Angeles or San Antonio, and Las Vegas just kind of pops up out of the blue for him, and he stumbled right into that oasis? What's he really done?
Great haircuts.
Twice. Yeah, well, exactly. They've been to the playoffs twice. They've lost both times in the first round of the playoffs in a decade. And, you know, and now, which makes me wonder whether or not McDaniels would want that job. But if he's convinced that he goes in with the keys to the car and he's fully in charge and he gets to do it his way, and you're going to have patience from the owner. Look at John Gruden. He didn't get to the playoffs for 3 years. And there was never a whisper that Gruden was in any kind of trouble. It wasn't until the email thing got leaked by the league or by somebody who had access to the emails that Gruden's tenure fell apart. I think one of the reasons they leaked those emails is because Davis still wasn't going to fire John Gruden, even when Davis knew about the emails, as long as nobody else knew about them. So there may be a reluctance by Davis to change coaches. So McDaniels gets time. That's the key. When you've got that Belichick Patriot way, you need time. You need patience. And the problem is that Patriot way, when you go in and try to change cultures, it rubs people the wrong way. They get pissed off, and you got to win right away or you're not going to last long. And I think that's what happened to Josh McDaniels in Denver. And frankly, I believe that if you attach some people with the Broncos to a lie detector test or injected them with sodium pentothal, they would express regret that they didn't give McDaniels more time to really settle in and show what he can do. But if these guys leave, they leave and they don't even realize that it's in their DNA, the way Belichick does things. They think they're, oh, I'm going to do it my own way. You've been around Bill this long. You're going to do it his way. And his way only works if you're winning. If you're not winning, you are going to become the target of people who just are sick of dealing with you. It's easy to deal with a guy who acts like that if you're winning. So maybe McDaniel sees the Raiders as a place where he'll get as much time as he needs. Mark Davis will stay out of his way. And he can try to put something together. Not exactly the best division to be jumping into, though, with Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs and Justin Herbert and the Chargers.
Right, and maybe Rodgers and the Broncos. But a final question before we let you go here, Mike. Basing this on nothing but a lifetime spent focusing on Tom Brady, it's been my belief for the last month or so that this is his final season no matter what. Curious your thoughts and if you've heard anything that would give you a lean one way or the other.
I wasn't thinking along those lines because, silly me, sometimes I take people at their word, even though Tom Brady has come out and said that 90% of the time he's lying,
right?
He's made it clear he's going to play at least until 2022 and then decide what to do after that. But I've heard over the years he never wants to have anything that feels like a Derek Jeter, all about Tommy, one last year. And what better way to avoid that than have everyone think you're going to play longer than you do, and you walk off into the sunset on your own terms, and you never have a farewell tour. You never have the emotion and the attention that goes along with it. It wouldn't surprise me when Rob Ninkovich said it this week, and then Byron Leftwich was asked about it, and he never said no.
Yep.
I got the feeling Ninkovich, and look, anybody that's been in this business knows that sometimes you are told things that they tell you, don't report it, don't quote me, don't even suggest that anyone told you this, but if you want to make it sound like it's your own idea, that you're just guessing, then go ahead. That happens all the time with reporters, and reporters get antsy when I say that, but it's true. A lot of the stuff, because they'd rather look smart than informed. Like, hey, I was right. I was right. But yeah, because somebody told you it's going to happen, but they told you you couldn't tell anybody it's going to happen. So I'm wondering about that with Ninkovich, that he knows something that he was told he can't say directly, but he can muse about, because his reasons made no sense. His reason was Tom Brady's accomplished everything he possibly can. What else does he have to prove? Well, that's applied for the last 5 years.
Right.
That's nothing new. His wife's been using that line on him since Super Bowl 51. So it made me think that there's something there. And I don't know if he needs a Super Bowl win to walk off into the sunset, that's the right way to cap it, or either way, this is the last year. And only he knows how his body's feeling. That's the other side of it, too. So I'm definitely paying far closer attention to that possibility than I was a few days ago.
All right, well, he's the author of Playmakers, Mike Florio, coming out March 15th. You can pre-order it now on Amazon. And as Mike just alluded to us, plenty of Patriot stuff that we will be talking about when the book comes out. Thank you so much for your time on short notice, Mike. Thanks so much.
Thanks, guys. Have a great weekend.
You too.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.